Hello again, and welcome to the Barely Coherent podcast. This is number 5, and we are in L'Ultimatum, after just having walked through Matonge and finding a really interesting Congolese beer. But now we are sitting in front of a Stillenach, and we've just poured it. It's from the Orbeer people, and it's now in the glass. And what color would you say that is, Bob? Kind of a dark apple cidery sort of thing
very,
going on.
Almost an it's kind of dark in this room, so it's hard to tell too much. But yeah, it's very like an unfiltered apple cider color.
That's what I would say. And the taste
is very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Very sweet. Wow. Almost, it's too sweet, right?
Overpowering sweet.
There's not much else in there except sugar.
Sweetness.
A long aftertaste at the very end that's a little bit of it, but it's just there's nothing else.
It's going to not only be a Stillenacht, it's going to be a Zusenacht, I'm afraid. This is a very, very sweet beer.
Yeah, that's just too sweet. There's nothing. What else is in there? What else do you taste in there?
Get a little bit of fruitiness in the middle of the mouth. Just a bit.
That rotten apple-y sort of bit. Yeah.
Well, that's fruity too. Apples are fruit.
That's not very. That's a disappointment. That's a disappointment, I would say.
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little bit more interesting,
It's got good carbonation.
There's something good to say about it. You have to look for something nice to say. It's got good carbonation.
Yeah. It's a Christmas beer, and like Christmas itself, there's
sweet.
The good and the bad.
Yeah, this one's kind of the ugly, I would say.
Yeah, well, give it a moment. Let it warm up a bit.
Should have stayed in the bottle for another year until next Christmas, and all those sugars would have been developed a little bit. Anything better? As you drink more?
No. I mean, I'm getting different tastes out of the sweetness. I get a very strong honey taste as well, but...
Honey?
Yeah,
maybe, but no, it's not... It's not doing it for me. It really isn't.
Not so tasty.
That's a disappointment.
And not terribly complex either. You could have a sweet
a bit of acidity.
It's got
lots of sugar, lots of acidity, and then that's about it.
You want to try? I get a little bit of fruitiness.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well.
But maybe that.
Of the 5 we've now had, I think this is probably the one I like the least. It smells like burchak. Excellent.
Like what?
Burchak, the early wine. Like that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
And the make matters worse, it's out of a methyl glass. Bad insult to injury, to speak.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what... It doesn't help. Maybe that's turned us off to it. It won't taste better or better in a different glass, though.
No.
No.
And I'm not quite sure it's going to improve as it warms up.
No, I don't think so. So I think that's pretty much it. We've done the tasting. We're not impressed. And we'll leave it until... Podcast number 6, I suppose.
Hopefully, which will be an improvement on... That's what I would say. Actually, it won't be very difficult to have an improvement upon this one.
No.
That's for sure.
If you have any questions or concerns for our welfare, you can send them to barelycoherent@gmail.com. And Bob has been Bob.
Indeed, I have.
And I have been Andrew. And that's the end. Until next time.